One bloke who would have had a lovely review, and that was David Teague from the Adelaide Football Club. Teague, 55 inside 50s, 20-odd goals. You would have been pretty happy with that.
Yeah, look, the efficiency going forward was very good. The ball use, and we're probably not ideal, but a lot of the ball use came from our back half, so it gives the forwards plenty of time to read and set up and make creative space. Through the midfield, so no, it was a great result.
Just on that, saw some numbers which said you're the 18th club in the competition for turning the ball over in your half. Is that a worry at all?
Yeah, look, it is. The way we want to play is we want to get the ball forward and then trap it in our front half. Now, we've been very good at getting numbers behind the ball, and the opposition are getting a lot of high inside 50s, and we're preventing their score, but no, ideally we'd like to stop the ball a lot closer to goal.
David, the thing that really impressed me was just how unselfish the forwards are and how many guys will handball from 5 metres over the top to give a guy a goal on the goal line. Betts, Jenkins, Walker, Lynch. Maybe a couple of years ago guys would have had shots, but now they always find the guy in the better position.
Yeah, look, they really pride themselves on that, and it's become contagious. I think last week from the word go, Tom Lynch could have had the first shot of the game and passed it to Josh Jenkins in a better spot, and it's just grown from there. And the good thing is that it's evening out. Everyone's getting their turn. They're getting on the end of it, and they're also giving them off. So hopefully at the end of the day, no one misses out, and it's all an even load. And another pleasing thing was the spread of goal kickers and not a reliance on Taylor Walker was really good too.
Mm. Well, I know Josh Jenkins had Eddie Betts in his Supercoach team, and I know he handballed him a couple of times just to get his points up. Let's have a look at the team. Unchanged, which is a really good position to be in. And the other good thing, I guess, in your Sandfill side, you've got some guys who are really putting some pressure on. So the emergency is Riley Knight's in good form. Jared Lyon continues to play well, and Nathan Van Bello went back and also was really solid.
Yeah, look, it's a great sign. We were really happy with the way we played last week. Yeah, there's areas we want to improve on, but we thought it was a really even spread. We weren't reliant on too many individuals, so hence probably leading to no changes this week, which is good. And, yep, I got to enjoy the SANFL side last week, and we've got a lot of good players and even just young guys that probably aren't quite there yet, but seeing them develop and Ken Ramsey step up and kick four goals, and as you mentioned, Riley Knight was really good. Jared Lyons, Cam Ellis-Yeoman, so we've got VB, got some experience, Ricky Henderson, Andy Otten getting back there. So there's some real depth at the moment at the club, and some real there's going to be some real pressure on for a position.
I at the start of the year had Ricky Henderson and Charlie Cameron in your best 22, and Menzel I was waiting to see a little bit of his form, but those guys haven't made the emergency list this year, and I know they had slightly interrupted pre-seasons. Is that more about working and getting some match fitness into them?
Yeah, it is. The way the game's played now and with a limited cap, they need to be ready to go, and if you rush them in early, probably predispose them to a potential injury as well. So while the guys are playing well, it allows us to really get some good solid base into those guys. And look, we'd love to have Charlie Cameron and Ricky up and going and playing our senior side. As you mentioned, they're at their best. They're easily in our best 22. So hopefully we can get that soon and playing some good footy.
Love the improvement in big Josh Jenkins. He's made a few headlines this week, but for the last 18 months you've seen that. I think David, when he first came out, he was a basketball that was trying to play football. Now he's a footballer playing football, and you can really see that he's just grasped the game.
Yeah, look, he's still learning, and he'd be the first to say that the game probably doesn't come as naturally to him as some, but the pleasing thing is the way he's worked. He hardly misses a training session this year and last. He does all the sessions that gives him the best opportunity to get better, and he's done that. His second half last year was really good. He started the season a bit quieter. He identified the coach and him, had a good chat. They identified what role it was that they wanted from him, and he's really grown from there. And I think his belief and even the respect from his teammates, that they know that they can just kick it to him and he'll get it to ground. He understands that sometimes it's not about kicking goals and marking it, it's just doing the little things, and he's done that really well this year, and also been on the other end of it where he has kicked goals. But there'll be a week where he doesn't, and he'll still play a role for the side.
Let's have a look at Richmond. They made the four changes. Chaplin comes into defence, probably to replace Grimes. Edwards, Lennon and Rioli replaced Griffith, Grimes, Hunt, Townsend. Now, they've sort of gone with probably one smaller, with Griffiths going out and replacing him with a couple of smaller guys. Do you think they're trying to exploit maybe what is they might see as a pretty tall defence?
Yeah, possibly. Probably have to ask them. But, look, they could. But we're pretty comfortable. Jake Lever, especially Jake Lever, Cole Harding, they're elite fitness and they've got good speed. So even if they have to match up on smaller guys, then we're very comfortable with that. Chaplin did train as a forward over pre-season, so whether they're thinking of playing him down in the forward line, I'm not sure yet. So we'll find out. We'll find out Saturday, but we'll back in our structures, our systems, and as you mentioned earlier, hopefully we'll turn it over a lot closer to our goal and not let it get in there 50 as much.
And a massive game, go 2-1. It's been a tough draw for Adelaide the first 8 or 9 rounds. 2-1, you really set the season up.
Yeah, look, we believe we can win this week, so we're going to go over there with that in mind. We'll have a plan. Obviously, Richmond can play some really good football. They've got a talented list, so we need to make sure we're at the top of our game. And if we do that, we believe we'll win. So the challenge now is turning up and delivering on that.
David, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck for the weekend.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. David Teague, the forward coach for the Adelaide Football Club. Right. And pretty good selection for them. Unchanged. You like that when you're a coach. You're not having to change that much. It gives you great continuity. And why would you change when you performed as strongly as they did last week?